Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. How are you doing today? I got a important topic for you that I want to share with you. It's called out of context craziness. Out of context craziness. You know, I'm always getting these people come up to me and they're using God's word in out of context foolishness. They're throwing it at me. And I need to expose it for the love of my neighbor and the love of God's truth. Now, basically, out of context craziness is where you take a scripture and you pull it out of the context it was given, the how it was said, why it was said, who it was said, where it was said, and you misuse it for your own personal theology. Let me give you a couple examples, okay? Examples are, this is a real famous one. Thou shalt not judge. They take the one verse from Matthew 7, thou shalt not judge. They throw away the rest of the chapter that tells us to judge righteously. And they say, see, you shouldn't judge, when there's many verses in the New Testament that tells us to judge rightly. How about this one? 1 Samuel 16. God only looks upon the heart, not the outside. They take the verse where God is talking about little David, young man David, little boy David, against his big, older, mature, probably muscular brothers, and God says, I don't look upon the stature of a man, I look on the heart. And they say, see, doesn't matter how I dress. I can do wear tattoos and dress immodest, unbiblical. No, that's not what it means. You're taking it out of context. Here's one. Call upon the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. Romans 10. They love to use Romans 10. Well, in context, Romans 10, Paul had already taught the body of believers in that particular New Testament body what it meant to follow Christ, who Christ was, the gospel. They were already living holy, obeying the scriptures, keeping the commandments and the doctrines of the apostles. And then he said, call upon the name of the Lord, because they're already following him. You can't just tell the world to call upon the name of the Lord without the gospel and the fruit and the obedience of it. So it comes down to, if we want the truth from God's word and we want to defend it, as Jude tells us to contend for the faith, we have to guard against this out of context, bad, bad Bible study habit. It's everywhere. Now, how do we do this, you say, Brother Jim? Well, we do this by, we test all things, whatever someone says, including me, and we study the word of God to be approved. We don't just read the word of God. We don't do little 10-minute devotions in the morning and then go about our life. No, we study, meditate on, understand, apply the word of God, obey it, then we move on to more. And we keep doing this over days, weeks, months, and years, and we grow in the Lord. Now, let me warn you about out-of-context craziness and give you my example today. I just had this example today. We're in a parking lot. We went out and witnessed at the Daytona 500 yesterday. It's been rainy, so we've held up here a few days, and it's been awesome because it's a place where there's lots of truckers, lots of RV campers, lots of van campers, and lot of car campers, people living in their cars here in Florida. And I have had so much witnessing going on, and everybody's walking up to me. I haven't gone and knocked on anybody's door. God is lining them up, and I'm witnessing to them. Well, today, I'm standing out by our van, working online, doing some discipleship, and a man drives up in a car, and I'm just going to say he was an Indian man from India. And I only say that because he spoke broken English, and he must have had some type of a Hindu past. He came from India, and he's been in the country for 30 years, so he spoke broken English, but I could understand him. And he pulls up to me. And he says to me, I want to ask you a question. Is that your van? I said, it is. He saw my gospel van signs. He said, how is it that you'll enter heaven? And I couldn't understand him at first, and I started talking about it. In fact, I'm going to put the audio link. I recorded it. I'm going to put the audio link underneath this audio where you can listen to it if you'd like. And he says, how are you going to make it to heaven? So I began to tell him Jesus Christ, and I preached the gospel to him. And long story short, you can listen to it. It's like a 20-minute thing. He says, yes, yes, I agree with you on everything. But then we started talking about obeying God's word and loving the brethren and keeping the commandments. Oh, that's where he didn't like it anymore. He pretty much wanted a piece of me, and he wanted to call me his brother in the Lord. And all we have to do is just agree on Jesus. And I said, no, there's more to it than that. And so here's where the out of context comes in. Right at the end, when he was tired of listening to me preach the Word of God, he drove up to me, he asked me questions about the Lord, and I began to give him a lot of truth that I feel like he needed. I could tell by who he was, he needed these truths, his theology. He ends up saying to me, well, you know, the proverb says saying too many words isn't a good thing. And he left it at that and he drove away. Yeah, you'll hear it in the audio. And so when he drove away, I said, you know what? I'm going to test what he said. Saying too many words. So he was insinuating that because I was preaching and saying a lot of things from God's word to encourage and edify him to answer his questions, that I was using too many words and that's not a good thing. Folks, let's go there. It's Proverbs 10:19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. So if you just pulled that verse out of context, let's see. Multitude of words, there's a wantonness, not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. You would say, well, Brother Jim, you probably shouldn't say too many things about the Word of God and use a lot less words because the Bible says right there, see, refrain your lips, it's wise. Well, let's do what I was just encouraging you. Let's do a context study. What's the context of this? Now, let me read it to you. You ready? This will answer it for us. Proverbs 10, 16 through 24. The labor of the righteous is to tendeth to life. The fruit of the wicked is to sin. He is in the way of life that he keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof is in error. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. And then here's 19. In the multitudes of words are wanted not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is of little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief. Mischief means sin. But a man of understanding hath wisdom. But the fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him. But the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Now, go back and read that again. Go read Proverbs 10 again. Is it really about me standing there preaching the Word of God, encouraging him to study deeper, encouraging him to love other saints, encouraging him to obey the commandments of God? Or was it really about wicked liars that cause mischief and won't take any correction, and their lips are wanton to say too many words because it gets them in trouble because they're liars and they're slanderers? Do you see how he pulled it out of context to tell me I said too much to him about the truth and the Word of God when the Bible tells us to preach the truth? And he tried to say, yeah, see, it's just like that in Proverbs, when in context, that verse is saying liars, slanderers, wicked people, they talk too much because nothing good comes of it. It's evil. How sinful of him. How wicked. What a liar to equate my preaching of God's truth that he said he agreed with such sinful things as too many words, Proverbs 10:19. No, don't let people pull that on you. Don't let people pull out of context theology to stumble you. Always tell them you can't build your theology on one verse, and then say, let's look at the verses around that verse. Hey, let's look at the chapter around that verse. Hey, let's look at the book around that verse, and get the entire context and all of it. I always like to teach people, God's word is a jigsaw puzzle. Let's say it's 500 pieces. If you take 10 pieces and slam them together and think you have a clear picture of what that jigsaw puzzle is, you are deceiving yourself. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. So we take all of the Old Testament in context, we take all of the New Testament in context, and we build a beautiful picture of doctrine and truth and edification from the scriptures. We don't run and grab one piece, one verse, and think we have the entire picture. So that's my warning and my admonition to you today. Out of context craziness, I see it all the time. And when I try to correct people, yeah, they're like that person in Proverbs 10. They don't want correction. They're foolish. All right? They lie and slander about God's word. They usually lie and slander about God's servants. All to do what? Cover for their sin, cover for their easy believism, cover for their lack of desiring to keep all of God's word. And you know, they can fool me if they want. I'm not going to let that happen. As hard as I try, I'm not going to let that happen. But they're never going to fool the Lord. And He knows when they're twisting His word out of context to make it mean what it doesn't mean, to make it say what it does not say, and they are going to be held accountable for that. I hope you are not a out-of-context crazy person using it sinfully. You know, the Bible says don't add or take away from the word. I think out-of-context use is pretty close to adding and taking away, because you're purposely trying to change the meaning of God's word. Very, very dangerous. In Revelation, it says you'll get your name blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Be very careful when it comes to out of context craziness. Hey, that's my story to you, and I'll be adding more experiences with out of context craziness on the teaching blog, because I think it's good for people to see these. A lot of them are very common ones, and I want you to know about them so that you have the tools to refute the liars and the false teachers so they don't stumble my brothers and sisters who I love, which this man didn't love me, by the way, and you can listen to that on the audio. That's another whole problem. I don't want you, brothers and sisters that I love, to be stumbled by false teachers. So, hey, this has been Brother Jim. We are on the gospel road, going to preach at a state college tomorrow here in Florida. Going to bring the good news to some young people that really need it. Colleges are wicked places, not much different than the culture, I guess. But in a way it is, because the young people today are so much more open to the wickedness and corruption. In the world, when you have older people, a lot of times there's still an semblance of morality. But these colleges, wow, anything goes now. They've been stripped down from the truth of God. They're void, and we want to go there and preach the gospel, call them to repentance. So I hope this out of context craziness topic has encouraged you today. Test Brother Jim to the Word of God. Make sure that you're in context in all of your beliefs and all your ways. And let me know how I can help you in the faith. Hey, go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog, sisters' articles, audios, videos, teachings. Every day to edify the saints as we're traveling and preaching. Cannot believe how much witnessing I've had in this Walmart parking lot in 3 days. It's incredible. And to God goes all the glory. Yeah, to all my haters out there, I'm boasting. I'm boasting. But it ain't about me. It's about my Lord and Savior being true to His word. And if you're ready and you're willing and you go, He will use you. And all the glory goes to Him. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.